Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's a sunny Friday morning, and I'm with a group of students from Georgetown University in a big white van. We're driving to the DC jail, and the teaching assistant, Zoe Needham, is reviewing the dress code.
No shoes, no heels, no skirts, no exposed cleavage.
To have a class with inmates, of course, the students have to go to jail. First, they're taken through security.
Shoes off, belts off, everything out of the pocket.
Then escorted up to the jail's chapel for class. The course is called Music in U.S. Prisons. They've been meeting every Friday for 3 hours, about 24 students, half university kids in flannels and jeans, and half inmates in orange jumpsuits and white sneakers.
All right, let's get started. Let's group up and get started.
That's the professor, Ben Harbert. His class is a serious college-level course about music and incarceration. Inmates had to have at least a high school diploma to get in. Harbert starts class with a lecture.
Okay, I want to pick up on something we were discussing last time about reflecting on the big picture of the history of incarceration in the United States, which vacillates between a punitive goal, right? And a rehabilitative or transformative goal. And
we've After the lecture, the students have a group discussion. An inmate named Jeffrey Bell raises his hand.
I was once on lockdown, and I used music as rehabilitation. I used a snap in my cell until my fingers split open, until I couldn't snap no more.
Harbert connects Bell's experience to a scholarly text the class read earlier. Some students say they like this academic approach. A few of the inmates have master's degrees and PhDs. Others, though, say they wish class was more about sharing personal experiences from their very different lives. It's those stories that help them really connect, they say. For example, Bell brings up a Drake song he used to sing in lockdown. Students from both groups smile and nod. Everyone knows Drake.
It's called Look Alive. They say, look alive, look alive.
901 Shelby Drive, look alive.
One song, one lyric, almost one word even can change your mood for the day.
Despite these moments, the divide between student and inmate is always present. The Georgetown kids earn college credits for the class. The inmates don't. And after class, the students have quiet dorm rooms they can use to study or make music in. But in jail, there's sound everywhere. As if to make the point, during a discussion about noise in jails, this happens. They laugh it off, but the constant sound is a real issue for inmates like Bell, who want to make music, not just talk about it. Bell sings the class a song he wrote recently.
Oh my God, I need help, someone help me please, oh Lord, someone help me please, oh Lord.
After, a student named Elizabeth Glazer compliments Bell.
Do you guys have any way of recording, like, right now at all?
On the phone.
He said on the phone, but the answer is really no. To record a song, Bell used the jail's landline to call his cousin. The cousin then recorded Bell's tracks in a studio, but there were constant interruptions, like
1 minute remaining, and you have a collect call from, and it's hot, it's real hot.
That's part of the reason why teacher Ben Harbert is not running the Music in Prisons class in the fall. He's replacing it with a music recording program. Inmates will have access to equipment and learn how to edit songs. Harbert says he's happy with the new plan.
It would have been crazy if I would have come in, even with like a PhD in music, to come in and believe that I had the solution to all of this. So, like, this has given us a chance of an entire semester of working together.
The recording program will be up and running in a few weeks. For Here and Now, I'm Michaela LaFrac.
And one more note on music and prisons. The Florida Times Unions is reporting that come January, inmates in Florida will have to give up their MP3 players and downloaded music. Now, thousands of prisoners paid $100 for a prison-issued music player and $1.70 per song. The department collects millions of dollars in commissions from the music sales. But the Florida Times Union is reporting that the Department of Corrections has struck a deal with a different company, and the music already downloaded, more than $11 million worth, can't be transferred. The inmates are outraged, but the department says the new players have better educational opportunities and a better way to connect with families. Well, that's the hour this Labor Day. Thanks to the labor leaders who fought for child labor laws, safety standards, overtime, weekends, oh, and days like this. Off. Here now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now. Happy Labor Day.